Aaron chapter 1, Mishnah 4, Omer Korban Oyla Mincha Chatas Toida. These are all the kinds of korbans, right? All the different kinds of sacrifices. Shlamim, She'eini Oichalach, that I won't eat of yours. So, for example, the guy says, Oyla, I will not eat of yours. See that he's using a sacrificial term, and he says, I will not eat of yours. It's like I'm making your food like an Oyla offering vis-a-vis myself, so I'm not allowed to eat of your things. Asr. So in all of these cases, that would take effect, and that would be forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda Mater, Rabbi Yehuda allows it. Why? Because the person has to say, Rabbi Yehuda holds ka, like a korban. It's not good enough that you say, oila that are not eat of yours. Rabbi Yehuda wants you to say, like an oila. You see that? Until you put in the ka, Rabbi Yehuda's mater is it. Ha korban, ka korban, or korban, she'oichalach aser. The person says ha korban, the korban, like a korban, or korban she'oichalach aser, it's forbidden. So the commentaries point out, ka korban, that's the classic one, like a korban. That's the classic thing. So that definitely would be aser. Mishnah wouldn't have to teach us that. Korban, we've actually just taught in the first line of the Mishnah. It says ha oimer korban, you see that? We just repeat, it's a repetition of the first line. So they point out that this sentence of here is really coming to include the ha korban. That's the only one in these three that we haven't already touched on. And so we're coming to include that as well. La korban carries on the Mishnah. It says la korban lo achalach. Like he uses that terminology. So for example, he says, for a sacrifice, your food will be for me. For a sacrifice. La korban. La means for, right? For a sacrifice, your food will be for me. Rabbi Meir says that's forbidden. He doesn't like that language. One says to his friend, Koinam pi hamadaber imach. Koinam, that my mouth talks with you. Or yadi oisi imach. Or koinam, that my hand works with you. Or koinam ragli ma'aleches imach. Or koinam, that my foot walks with you. Aser, these things are forbidden. So we learned before that koinam, I mean, you've heard the word koinam a lot, right? Koinam's, but that we learned before in two Mishnahs ago that that's a substitute word for korban. Instead of saying korban, he uses the word koinam. So that language would take hold. So, and the Kadi brings an example. He says, like a sacrifice, my mouth shall be prohibited to me from speaking to you. Right? Like a sacrifice, my mouth will be prohibited to me from speaking to you. You see that? But the word koinam takes effect in these cases over here.